An inquiry into U.S. drone strikes in Yemen has cast serious doubt over Washington's policies in connection with ensuring the safety of civilians. Now, investigators at the New York-based Open Society Justice Initiative revealed that 26 civilians, including 5 children, were killed in U.S. drone strikes in Yemen from between 2012 and 2014. 13 other civilians were also injured in the air raids carried out by both the CIA and the military's Joint Special Operations Command. This comes despite President Barack Obama's pledge to enforce rigorous standards that make sure that no civilian will be killed or injured in the drone attacks. The U.S. has been carrying out drone strikes in a number of Muslim countries, including Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Somalia. Now, civilians in numerous cases have been the main victims of such attacks. Now, to get more on this, we're joined out of Ontario by Mr. Edward Corrigan, international lawyer and human rights attorney. Now, Mr. Corrigan, why has Washington been so careless in its drone program, which has resulted in an unacceptable number of civilian casualties in Muslim countries?
Well, I guess there's no political price for them to pay it in the United States. The vast majority of people who've been killed have, in fact, been innocent civilians and children. And the soldiers who are running the drone program, in fact, are resigning from it en masse, and more people, they can't be replaced fast enough. So a lot of the U.S. soldiers know that they're targeting people, that they have no idea what their crimes are. Many cases, they've done nothing. And, of course, there's a huge percentage of civilian casualties and injuries, which are not justifiable under any pretext. The other thing is, of course, why is the United States, targeting people for assassination by drone strikes in Yemen, Pakistan, Somalia? There's really no legal basis for this. This is extrajudicial assassination campaigns, which, is universally condemned. And if the American public knew what was going on, at least what the casualties were, I don't think they would support it. But the CIA, the military, keep this covered up, so we don't really know how many children are being killed, how many innocent civilians are being killed. And, of course, they just say, we killed our target, but the target may have done no crime. They certainly have not been even received charges. They certainly haven't been tried in a law court. And this is just, as I said, it's extrajudicial assassination, and it really is totally unacceptable today. And, of course, the other thing, it doesn't work. You're killing elderly people, you're antagonizing the population, and they will hate you because you're killing innocent civilians, and there is no really moral, legal, or political justification for what the United States is doing, except that there's no political cost to them doing it in the United States, and, of course, they can kill all sorts of people and claim the success of the program, which is probably every time they do a drone strike, they're probably creating dozens of new enemies, and they're not accomplishing anything, I would say.
Right, and Mr. Corrigan, and as you know, sir, that many of these countries have actually asked the United States to provide them with the drones, as they feel they have better intelligence and would probably exercise more discretion in protecting their own civilians. Why hasn't the U.S. done the prudent thing here and relented to their demands?
I think it's they want to control the technology and they want to be seen as the players. But I know, a number of countries have shot down drones. They've ended up falling into the hands of people that the United States don't really want to have control of this. And I guess for them, it's kind of like playing a video game where you sit in a place in Utah and you press buttons and you just blow people away. But as I said, there's a lot of American soldiers who are nauseated by this and are quitting the program and don't want to be killing innocent civilians because, in their view, it's wrong. And in fact, I think from a legal point of view, it is a war crime. And, if it's even for Pakistan to go and kill their perceived enemies or people they think may be a threat, that's not legal. You have to arrest people, you charge them. You cannot kill people because you think they may be opposed to you or they may do something in the future. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can see the future. And they have other ways of dealing with this if the person is a real serious threat. And, of course, there has been almost zero attacks of terrorism in the United States that relate to this. But certainly there's hundreds of people being killed in Yemen, Pakistan, Somalia, Afghanistan, many of which, are innocent, many of which are children. And the other thing, this program does not work. It is creating a backlash. It creates a lot of hatred for the United States because of this indiscriminate killings. And it doesn't work. And the CIA and other people have even admitted that, yet the program is continued. And it makes no sense from even a practical point of view, let alone from a legal point of view.
Thank you, Mr. Corrigan. And the price for protecting that technology is the loss of innocent lives, sir. Okay, and that was Mr. Edward Corrigan joining us, giving us his input out of Ontario.